We're going to turn now to what some consider a double standard in sports. What if college basketball and football players were no longer treated as amateurs? Commentator Frank DeFord looks at an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA that seeks a profit for college athletes who have been merchandised.
Today, Ed O'Bannon gets some company in a lawsuit that may well conceivably lead to the end of amateurism in big-time college football and basketball. O'Bannon was a basketball star at UCLA in the 1990s, but for the last few months he's been a lead plaintiff in a class-action antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA, which argues that he and his fellow big-time athletes through the years should have been paid by the NCAA for the use of their likenesses in video games. The names of a number of other former college athletes, some who played as far back as the 1960s, will be revealed today, giving more substance to the charge that the NCAA has for decades withheld from athletes hundreds of millions, perhaps even billions of dollars that it made by merchandising those athletes, not only in video games, but in DVDs, apparel, memorabilia, and other profit realms. But as John King, the lead lawyer for the players, says, this case has much broader implications. That is to say, while the train is leaving the station on the sidetrack of video games, the end of the journey may well be the express end of amateurism. The NCAA, which is a nonprofit entity, must now open its books, the first time they've seen public scrutiny. That's just the start. At trial, John King maintains that the NCAA must somehow convince the court that it possesses an exemption from antitrust law. After all, the NCAA members, the colleges, agree to do something collectively, specifically not pay players, and that is certainly the essence of antitrust activity. So here's the rub for the NCAA. Explain what the exemption is, which allows it to operate in a manner where performers in the United States are not paid for their labor. John King says he can only imagine that the NCAA's defense will be a protection of amateurism. But in the last four decades or so, that old-world upper-class concept has been abandoned in virtually all other high-profile, big-money sports, first in tennis and then in several Olympic sports. It simply seems illogical that virtually alone in the world of big-money, commercial sport, American college football and basketball players still must lift the bale and tote the barge of amateurism.
Commentary from Frank DeFord.